Hello, my name is Charu Kalra. Today we'll learn about Flutter. Flutter is a UI toolkit that creates fast, beautiful and natively compiled application for mobile with one programming language and single code base. It is an open source development framework developed by Google. Generally, Flutter is not a language, it is an SDK. Flutter app uses Dart programming language for creating an app. The first alpha version of Flutter was released in May 2017. Flutter is mainly optimized for 2D mobile app that can run on both Android and iOS platform. We can also use it to build full-featured apps including camera, storage, geolocation, network, third-party SDK and more. Now what is Dart? Dart is a general purpose object oriented programming language with C style syntax. It is an open source and developed by Google in 2011. The purpose of Dart programming language is to create a front end user interface for the web and mobile applications. It is an important language for creating Flutter apps. The Dart language can be compiled with both AOT and JIT, that is ahead of time and just in time. Now, should I learn Dart for Flutter? Yes, it is very necessary to learn Dart language for building Flutter applications. Is Flutter free? Yes, Flutter is free and open source. What are Flutter Flutter widgets? A Flutter app is always considered as tree of widgets. Whenever you are going to code for building anything in Flutter, it will be inside a widget. Widget describe how your app view should look like with their current configuration and state. When you made any alteration in the code, the widget rebuild its description by calculating the difference of previous and current widget to determine the minimal changes for rendering in UI of the app. Widgets are nested with each other to build the app. It means the root of your app is itself a widget, and all the way down is a widget also. For example, a widget can display something, can define design, can handle interactions, etc. What do you understand by the stateful and stateless widgets? A stateful widget has state information. It is referred to as dynamic because it can change the inner data during the widget lifetime. A widget that allows us to refresh the screen is called stateful widget. The widget does not have a build method. It has create state method, which returns a class that extends the Flutter state class. The example of the stateful widget are checkbox, radio, slider, inkwell, form, and text field. The stateless widget does not have any state information. It remains static throughout its life cycle. The example of stateless widget are text, rows, columns, container, etc. If the screen or widget contains static content, it should be a stateless widget. But if you want to change the content, it needs to be stateful widget. Now, what are the best editors for Flutter development? The Flutter development tools allow us to make Flutter development faster and thus boosting the developer's workflow. Flutter's IDE and tools and need some plugins to develop mobile app. The plugins helps us to. The popular IDE of Flutter development are as follows: Android Studios, Visual Studio, IntelliJ IDEA, Xcode. What is pubspec.yaml file? It is a project's configuration file that will use a lot during working with Flutter project. It allows you to how your application works. It also allows us to set the constraints for the app. This file contains project general settings such as name, description and version of the project, project dependencies, project assets, image, audio, etc. Now, what are the packages and plugins in Flutter? A package is a group of similar type of classes, interfaces and sub-packages. The packages and plugins helps us to build the app without having to develop everything from packages. In Flutter, it allows you to import new widgets or functionality into the app. The package and plugins have a very small distinctions. Generally, packages are the new components or the codes written in Dart language, whereas plugins allows more functionality on the device by using the native code. In Dart pub, packages and plugins both are referred to as packages. Now, what are the advantages of Flutter? The popular advantages of Flutter framework are as follows. It is cross-platform development. The feature allows Flutter to write the code once, maintain and can run on different platforms. It saves the time, effort and money of the developers. Faster development. The performance of the Flutter application is fast. Flutter compiles the application by using ARM C or C++ library that makes it closer to machine code and gives the app a better native performance. Good community. Flutter has a good community support where the developers can ask the issues and get the result quickly. Live and hot reloading. It makes app development process extremely fast. These features allow us to change or update the code are reflected as soon as alterations are made. Minimal code. Flutter app is developed by Dart programming language, which uses JIT and AOT compilation to improve the overall startup timing. Functioning and accelerates the performance. JIT enhances the development system and refreshes the UI without putting extra effort into building a new one. UI focused. It has an excellent user interface because it uses design-centric widget, high development tools, advanced APIs and many more features. Documentation. Flutter has very good documentation support. It organizes more and more informative. We can get everything that we want to be written in one place. Now, how can you install Flutter? To install and run Flutter on the Windows system, you need to first to meet these requirements for your development environment. Operating system, Windows 7 or later. I'm Windows 10 and you can use Mac or Linux OS. Disk space, 400 MB. Does not include disk space for IDE tools. Tools. First, Windows PowerShell. Second, Git for Windows 2.x. Here, we use Git from Windows command prompt option, SDK, Flutter SDK for Windows, IDE, Android Studio official. Which one is better between Flutter and React Native? Flutter and React Native are both used to develop the native hybrid app from a single code base. These apps can run iOS and an Android platform. React Native developed by Facebook, whereas Flutter framework was introduced by Google. So both framework are very good feature by community. Flutter uses Dart language to create application. whereas React Native uses JavaScript to build the application. From the developer's point of view, it is very difficult to choose amongst them. Thus, it is very challenging to choose a winner between a Flutter and React Native. Why does a Flutter app build take so long? When you build the Flutter app the first time, it will take a longer time. It is because the Flutter build this device specific APK or IPA file. Thus, the Gradle and the Xcode are used to build the file, taking a long time. Why is the Android and iOS folder are in the Flutter project? Android. The Flutter holds a complete Android project that is used when you create the Flutter application for Android. When the Flutter code is compiled into the native code, it will get injected into the Android project so that the result is native application. For example, when you are using the Android emulator, the Android project is used to build the Android app, which further deploy the Android virtual device. Now iOS. This folder holds a complete Mac project. It is used when you build the Flutter application for iOS. It is similar to Android folder, which is used when developing an app for Android. When the Flutter code is compiled and into the native code, it will get injected into this iOS project so that the result is a native iOS application. Building a Flutter application for iOS is only possible when you are working with macOS or Xcode IDE. What is tween animation? It is a short form of in between. In tween animation, it is required to define that the start and the end point of animation. It means that animation begins with start value, then goes through a series of intermediate values and finally reach the end value. It also provides a timeline and curve, which define the time and speed of transition. The widget framework provides a calculation of how to transition from the start and the end point. Explain hot reload in Flutter. The hot reload features allow you to quickly and easily perform an experiment in the project. It helps us to build UI and add new features, fix bugs, and make app development fast. To perform hot reloading of a Flutter app, do the following steps. Run the app in a supported Flutter editor or terminate Windows. Modify any of the Dart files in the project. If you use an IDE that supports Flutter, then select Save All or click the Hot Reload button on the toolbar. Immediately you can see the result in your emulator or real device. Name some popular apps that use Flutter. Today, many organizations use Flutter for building the app. Some of the most popular apps built on Flutter are as follows: Google Ads, Reflectly, Alibaba, Bridge Finance, Coach Yourself, Tencent, Water Maniac. What is the latest release of Flutter SDK? The latest release of Flutter SDK framework is Flutter v1.12.13 on 27 January 2020. Name the popular databases packages used in the Flutter. The most used and popular database package used in the Flutter are as follows: SQLite database and Firebase database. SQLite database allows to access and manipulate SQLite database. Firebase database will enable you to access and manipulate the cloud database. Which type of animation allows you to represent real world behavior? The physics based animation allows you to represent a real-world behavior in Flutter. So guys, that's all for now. I've covered all the basics of Flutter that you can or may answer in your interview questions. See you in my next podcast.